Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. Tonight we're going to do a couple really interesting things. One is I wanted to introduce you to the sponsor of the show, which is starlights.com, where they have lots of different interesting products, and they do some really interesting consultations, too. And then I'm going to explain to you a few things about the program from Grigory Grabovoi, which is known as the Cell and Organ Regeneration Program, and I'm going to do some demos. So you'll actually be able to download this and practice it on your own. It's amazing stuff. So, first of all, my guest tonight is Cherie from starlights.com. Welcome to the show, Cherie.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here and nice to know that you're back on the air after being off for so long.
Yeah, that was it was kind of interesting. It was a good thing I was off during that year, as you know, but very interesting stuff, so thank you for sponsoring the show. And why don't you go ahead and tell the audience what you're involved in there with Starlights.
Well, there's a lot of different things that are going on right now, and as everybody knows, there's changes and shifts everywhere. I'm moved back over into the Sedona area down in Clarkdale, and started up my website again, and I'm working with some now, other than putting as many different programs and things together as I can, I'm working with cancer patients. I have a partner, Paul Winter, in the website, and we do consultation and work with people with that. The other thing is we're wanting to get the word out through Valerie on different things that are available for people and different workshops, and we're planning on having a clinic in the future, along with many other things that are in the horizon and are in the planning stages right now. So I wanted to make sure that Valerie has a pathway so that she has a way of getting out there and teaching everyone all of the different fantastic things that she's doing. And as we know, we're not always just teachers, we're learning things ourselves as we're teaching other people, and that's what I enjoy about what I'm doing. When I'm out there doing things, I'm also learning from those that are around me.
And that's something that people who aren't healers are usually not aware of. That's that no one is healed alone. So in case people wonder, well, you know, why would anybody want to go and work on healing anybody else, because it's time-consuming and it's difficult sometimes and heart-wrenching and everything else, but really, what happens when you give is that you get back as well. And so I found, you know, in my career as a healer, which has spanned all the way to the time I was like 3 years old, but during that time I have seen so many changes in my own life when I'm doing healing stuff with other people. And you do learn something every time you do something. Same thing with teaching. You know, I can remember a lot of teachers have said, well, you know, you teach what you most need to learn. And so I think if everybody would kind of look at it that way and go, huh, what is it about this I need to learn? And maybe, you know, they'd get a clue and be able to be done with that and go on to something else. And, you know, I haven't really gotten into what you guys do with your consultations when you're dealing with people who are going through the test of cancer. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, basically, there's no magic bullet for anything. There's many different things in our life that we create, and being able to understand that it's not only emotional, but physical, and diet has a lot to do with it, along with you know, where we were born, our blood type. You take into all these different things into consideration. We touch on different things for people as far as different things that are out there and available that have been proven to work for people that, you know, have cancer, from, you know, getting the right amount of sunlight and fresh air and exercise, and especially their diet, the type of people that they're around, their living environment, what type of environment they're living in, what type of people they surround themselves with, and a lot of times, too, what comes out is their belief system, whether they want to really be here or not. And it's amazing that a lot of times we're talking to people that they're out there searching for answers, and we are basically trying to redirect them back into themselves. And if we can take a look inside of ourselves on what's going on, a lot of times the answers are all in there. So we have a format that we go through with people, and it's all on our website, alternativecancer.us. Everything that we talk to people about is available for free for people to go on and look up and do some, you know, exploring of different things that are out there and available.
And, yeah, and that's quite a service, too, you know, because everybody's out there trying to make a buck now. So I think, you know, when you have a website like that where you've got so many things to offer to people, so you can at least, you know, get a toehold, you know, get started on something. Because I have found that there are so many people in need lately, and they have no insurance, they have no money. What are they supposed to do? So it's a blessing that you have that website out there, and go ahead and spell that website out for people, if you would, please.
Sure. It's alternative, alternativenative, cancer, cancer, .us. It's not .com, but .us. And we've been around on the web now for about 10 years, and we have test kits available for people that are taking different types of alternative treatments, protocols, and some different CDs, and we have a really good tapping DVD, too, that we found that Paul had put together that people are quite happy with, too. Those are the only things that we promote on our website. Anything else, we direct people to different suppliers of, you know, other products. And, yeah, we've had really excellent response back from people over the years. And myself, I've had experience with my one son came down with lymphatic cancer here a few years ago. And in his own exploration of what was going on, exploring what was going on inside of him, a lot of it had to do with emotional issues and people he was involved in around. But other things, and a lot of people aren't aware that things that they expose themselves to in life, working around different chemicals and different things, can also bring on things that we really don't have much control over. My son used to work on cars and benzene and chemicals that he, you know, had collected in his lymphatic system that created his cancer that showed up later in life. So, and there are things.
Yeah, that's quite
well,
common, actually. When I was going through med school, we had one of our teachers was running a detox clinic in Washington. And, you know, he's an environmental medicine guy. And, well, he took people through all kinds of stuff. And it's very common for him to have people that had really, really bad cancers from working in the automotive industry and, you know, anything where there's a lot of solvents and things. And he used to tell us about how, you know, these people would come in, he'd make them all wear, you know, like white T-shirts and white shorts and put them in a bag, and then they, after they'd been in the sauna and stuff and been through a couple IVs and you know, different cleansing things, and they'd go in the sauna, and then they'd take their clothes off afterwards and put them in the plastic bag, and he'd have them bring them into the office. And he said, boy, you'd open up that bag, and the stench of solvents that came out was really scary.
Yeah.
And, you know, and when you start thinking about that, okay, what's the tipping point for your body? You know, like everybody likes to talk about, oh, Grandpa drank, you know, a fifth of Jack Daniels and smoked four cigars a day and he lived to be 95. It's like, okay, but what's the chance that you could do that or one of your kids could do that? And see, the chance becomes less and less as we get more polluted with all these environmental toxins and polluted people. I mean, really, you know, that's one thing enough people don't really consider is the toxic people in their lives. And they can not only cause cancers and other diseases, but they can actually keep people from getting well. And so I'm very happy that you guys are addressing all of those things, because, you know, there's not enough naturopaths around, really. So
right.
It's kind of nice that, you know, there are people that are looking at this and looking at how the Gerson Clinic has worked to help people to heal, and Hoxie and all of these other things, and the SEACTs and the... You know, I mean, all these different things coming together, it's a lot of information. And I know your website for this alternative cancer stuff is very large. So it gives people a chance to go in and pick something that's going to work for them. And, you know, the bottom line is, do they want to live or not? And that's the first thing I ask my patients if I have someone with cancer that comes in. And it's the first thing I ask people, you know, my 40 years plus as an RN, whenever I had to deal with somebody with cancer, it's absolutely the first question, do you want to live? And I'd say, you know, before you answer that, I don't want to hear what the standard response is that you think I want. What I want is the truth, so be truthful with yourself. And, you know, I get them alone because if the family's around, it's always like, oh, yes, I want to live. And get them alone, and they go, no, really, I'm tired. I want to be gone. So there's a lot of that, too. So I always ask people, please be honest with yourself at least. And then if you really do want to live, then you go through, you know, finding the right treatments to help you. And even if you don't, you know, there's treatments that you can do that can help alleviate the pain. And so, listeners, if you go to that website, then at least you've got a lot of things offered that you can take a look at. So that's pretty valuable stuff. And the other thing that we're doing, too, is we're putting together workshops. And the workshop that we have offered right now is to learn the cell and organ regeneration program. I'm going to be talking about that a little bit later. And so if you go to the other website, starlights.com, starlights.com, you can take a look at some of the products that Cherie has there and also sign up for the workshop if you want to learn how to do this. So for the healers out there, the workshop's coming up October 12th through the 14th in Las Vegas. And it's pretty interesting hands-on stuff. So what you get in that workshop is you'll be working on people, and you'll be able to take this stuff right out of the workshop and do healings on people that are amazing, and they just get more amazing. So that's been pretty interesting to watch all this stuff happening, too. As you know, Cherie, you know, sometimes I do this stuff and I go, wow, who knew?
There's
just more and more fun.
Yeah, there's several people that I've, you know, referred over to you, and the response has been with, cell and organ using the program that you're working with. It's been fantastic. I mean, people have had immediate results, feeling something immediately. And a lot of times there's things out there that people try, and they really don't have any type of, you know, sense of anything really happening. And I've been surprised at such a positive response. And it's something I want to learn to be able to teach other people so they can teach other people. And in sharing it, I think it'll take off really fast because the response is really, really good. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to work with people and have them feel good about not only themselves, but what's going on around them, too. It just changes.
I had no idea that it was going to be that way because they don't talk about the attitudes when you take the class. And, you know, if you read anything about Grabovoi, then you find out that this is a guy who just kept studying and studying everything that he could about how to help someone to heal and about what level that has to come from. You know, there's been a lot of books written on, you know, to heal as Jesus healed and all that stuff, but, you know, most people don't have a clue. And some people go out and they look for entities to work with, which I have never agreed with. Don't like it, don't trust it, never have and probably never will, because then you get into trouble, you know, if you're dealing with an entity, you're not really sure who you're dealing with. So when I got onto this this particular method of healing, I thought, wow, this is really interesting because it goes straight up to creator level. And it's really the informational field, so it's kind of informational physics, which kind of sounds a little weird, you know. So if there's any physicists out there snorting right now, let me explain. it's more like... And that's really the best way I can think of to explain it to people. You go up to where the information started, and you change that information, which then actually, yes, changes your past. And it changes it in very strange ways. And I think I told you, Cherie, about the one friend that I had done the simple process on, and She called me up one day, just totally panicked. She thought she lost her mind. And she was serious, and she was very upset. And it was because she was going to do the laundry, something very simple. She brought her colored basket out, and the white basket had them in the laundry room, and turned around, and the white basket was gone. And so she searched the whole house. She went out in the garage, went back and forth several times, no white basket of clothes. And so she was just standing there kind of trying to figure out what was going on. She turns around, there's the white basket. And she called me up in a panic and said, I think I'm losing my mind. And I said, well, what happened? So she told me, and I laughed hysterically. And she kept saying, Valerie, that's not funny. I said, yes, it is. It's totally hysterical. Because we all flip in and out of different dimensions or parallel worlds or whatever you want to call it. You know, take your pick. But we all do that all the time. But most people don't realize that it's happening. So part of awareness, you know, when one gets a higher consciousness, gets a hold of that and becomes more enlightened, part of it is realizing that you're actually operating in other dimensions or other worlds. And, you know, the physicists are all at odds about it. You know, it's like some guys are saying, oh, well, it's the multiverse. And other people are saying, no, it's really parallel worlds. And other people are saying, well, it's other dimensions. To me, I think it's dimensions just because I've got photographs of people, you know, like walking across the room and you see five of them, you know, which always cracks me up. I don't know why I have that response, but it just makes me laugh. Yeah. It's like you see them and you can take photographs of them. So, hello? You know, what's really going on there? And, you know, it kind of reminds me of the Matrix movies, you know, where they're going, oh, there was a glitch in the program. And so if you look at it from the informational field and you go, are we in a program or what? And, you know, how real are we? And most metaphysicians that have a higher consciousness will tell you, yeah, this isn't real. And, you know, of course, every time you say that to someone that's suffering, they go, oh, believe me, this is real. It's like, it feels really damn real. You know, I'll definitely attest to that. But I've also seen other things. And so I know it's not as real as most people think it is. And so, you know, you can go into all the physics of that, you know, and the fact that nothing's really solid and, you know, you can go on and on and on about that and, you know, twist your brain around it. But with this type of stuff that I'm talking about doing with this informational level healing, what you're really doing is you're saying, you know what, I don't have to be a physicist to do this because I want something that works. And that's the bottom line for me. The proof's in the pudding. You know, if I can talk to someone over 15 minutes and help to connect them up with that portion of them that lives at that informational field level, and if I can somehow tweak that so that things change down at this physical level, then I'm all for it, especially because it's all for the good. And I say that because I've done enough of these now that I have seen the changes that's happened with people. And even the people who were severely depressed because of loss of a spouse or depressed because of, you know, terminal illness, or they're just disgusted with the world or, you know, whatever, you name it, there's a lot of reasons. Even those people, their attitudes have changed. And you've seen this, Cherie, and I've seen it with the people that I've talked with. They've gone from like, oh, it's all depressing and, you know, the world could end any minute, oh, it's terrible and I wish it would end, to, hey, this is great. What can I do now?
Yeah, sometimes I
just kind of sit back and go, whoa, what happened?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like that saying that Albert Einstein had, our separation from each other is an optical illusion of consciousness. And, you know, when I moved back over to this area last November, I was searching for you. Something drew me back over here because I know I can't do the things that I feel people need to be aware of. I can't do it by myself. And it's taking, you know, a collaboration of many different people to get the word out and to get things out. And some people have separated themselves from everyone else. Now there seems to be a union of people coming back and realizing we can't do all this by ourselves. We're out there searching, and we're reading books and so forth, but we're not looking within and with what's around us, what we're being attracted to. And more people are turning to what they're being attracted to. And I think it's in all making things much better. There's so much information out there that's available. We just open up ourselves to it and allow it to come through. And what you're doing with these programs is you're helping people do that because they can't do it on their own. And it's just amazing.
Yeah, that's really it. You know, I mean, a lot of us have gone through such incredible trials and tribulations in our lives. And I think, you know, in my own case particularly, I was always the savior, you know, and I don't mean like Jesus. I mean, I was the one who was there who helped everybody. And I had gotten into this mode of doing everything myself. Because when I turned and I needed someone, there was no one there. And, you know, even when I was really ill, I had to still be competent. Well, everybody around me that was supposed to be the physicians and such were supposed to be helping me. They couldn't get things right. And so I went through years and years and years of that. And mm-hmm. I think one of my biggest lessons as a healer, a lot of people who know me know that I talk about helper's disease. You know, mm-hmm. we get this helper's right. disease and we're out there helping everybody else. We forget about us. And I went through my own trials and tribulations these last several years where I really was down, you know, as low as I could get, basically, and had to let other people help me. And that's been difficult. It's been really, really difficult to come to that state of balance, but it is a state of balance. And, you know, when you receive something, you can't keep hoarding it. You know, you have to get it out there. And, like, I knew that all this information that I get in has to be disseminated. That's why I started the radio show years ago. And I knew it had to get out there. And it's like, you know, people that hoard things, they hoard and hoard and hoard, and at some point something's going to happen. And I can't tell you how many times I have watched hoarders have house fires again and again and again. And, you know, by the time somebody has a third house fire that destroys everything, you kind of start looking at them and going, really? What's going on with that? And, you know, and if you look at cancer, that's like having a house fire. So one of the other questions I like to ask people is, what is it that you're hoarding? What are you being miserly with that you're keeping to yourself? You're not performing whatever your mission is here on Earth. We all have different missions. But, you know, the biggest mission that we all have is to know ourselves fully and to connect with that divinity within, the creatorship, the source, whatever you want to call it. I keep telling people, don't get hung up on the semantics. That's not important. What's important is that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and every person has to go within themselves to find that. And, you know, I mean, we live in a town where there's, you know, psychics are a dime a dozen, and so are healers and, you know, everything else. You know, I sometimes laughingly call it, you know, woo-woo city. But basically there are some very good people there who really have their act together. And, you know, they really have their eye focused on that goal of, you know, really being identified with the one. And then there's other people there that are struggling to find it, and they're here, there, and everywhere. And they're really trying, but they haven't gotten to that space yet where they realize we have to come together. Although I feel a lot better about it these last 2 years. I think about 2 years ago it started to really turn, and people started coming together in community. And this last year really ramped it up. And so I felt much better about humanity when I saw that. And what I wasn't seeing was the fear. Because, you know, everybody's been laying this fear on about 2012 and you know, all the conspiracy stuff and the government's after us and the Bilderbergers and the Illuminati. They're trying to kill off two-thirds of the world and yada, yada, yada. And so we all were subjected to that. But what I'm seeing is a huge number of people who are turning to community and saying, it can be whatever you want it to be. And I think that was one of the reasons why this work from Grabovoi is getting out the way it is, because he wants it to get out to the world. Because when you can do this stuff for yourself and for others, you start to realize we can change the world. We can make this paradise. We can all be whole, and we can live forever in whatever body we want to, not, you know, the cyber body that the industrialists want us to have, but really the immortal living body that houses the spirit that's in connection. And so, you know, if you look at Jesus and Buddha and, you know, Quetzalcoatl and Krishna and, you know, all of them, Muhammad, you know, all of them who came to that point of realization where it's that connection to community, to self as others, that's the secret. You know, then you can get out of this whole fear thing. And it's like, you know, you start to realize that the fanatics that are out there of all sides, which includes the industrialists that own the world, and, or think they own the world, actually. It includes them. It includes the fanatics that are out there, you know, bombing places, and the fanatics that are running into theaters and shooting the whole place up. It, you know, when you get to that point of connection, you realize, hey, we don't have to give in to this stuff. And so that's another thing that's really important about this particular modality of healing, because it does wake you up to the truth of yourself. And I say self with a large S, capital S. And so it's really valuable for doing that kind of stuff. And I have watched people turn around, like I said, from, you know, being very negative and depressed to, like, really happy. You know, in one session, it's like, wow, I did not know that this would work for depression. You know?
Mm-hmm. Well,
much to my surprise, I found out that it does.
Yeah. Well, I think you...
You know, it's interesting, too, watching what happens with the animals. And when we do the workshop, I'll go into depth about that. But we, Cherie and I went through something with a little cat that was just amazing. And, I mean, the cat jumped on me and requested to be healed. And it was like, wow, this is really interesting. And what happened with that cat was just amazing. And,
cat,
you know, I mean, that's for anybody that
phone.
Has doubts. It's like, okay, you can't doubt this one, you know.
Yeah.
So it was quite something.
Well, animals are real receptive. I mean, even now, both of the cats that I have, if Valerie's on the phone or if I'm on the computer doing stuff with Valerie's things, they're right up there, and they know she's on the line. And it's like they want to take in what's coming through. Amazing. Well,
it's such incredible stuff. I feel so blessed with it. And I did get permission from the man whose workbook I'm using and from my teacher who was using that workbook to go ahead and give this out on the air. And so that's one of the services that that we're performing to help people. Now, these are going to be generic. You know, if you want more specific things, then you need to make an appointment. And appointments are by donation. And that's because, you know, somebody could have $5. If they give you 10 cents, it's a lot. Whereas if somebody's a multimillionaire and they give you $1,000, you know, it's chump change, you know. So it just kind of depends on, you know, where you're at. But basically what we're finding with this stuff is that people are changing so quickly. And I have to warn everybody, though, that when you do this stuff, it will change your past, especially when we do the clearing the past stuff. And people have had some really freaky things happen. So when that happens, you know, you just don't freak out. Just write it to me in an email, and I'll probably laugh hysterically as I'm writing back to you. But it's pretty funny stuff. And I had one with a friend of mine, and I happened to mention something after a process about a place she lived for a year. And she goes, "What are you talking about? I never lived there." I was like, "What? Yeah, you lived there for a year." She said, "No, I didn't." I was like, "Oh my God." That was just too freaky for me.
That.
You know, and I just kind of stepped back and went, "Wow." Now, did that change in my life or did that change in her life? I don't know. Because in my life, I remember her being in that place for a year. So this kind of stuff happens, you know, and other things happen with, there's a protective aspect to it, too. I just found out from one of my clients that he had this big job all lined up and just really freaky stuff started happening. And he just said, "Well, the job's gone," you know. And I said, "Well, look at it this way. The guy was crazy." And so, you know, this is something that is working to protect you, because who knows what would have happened if you'd actually done the job with this guy. And so there's that aspect for it, too. And I think the most valuable aspect that I'm seeing across the board is that people are happier. And it's a true happiness that comes from within. Because as you do this stuff, you're actually coming into alignment with your true self. your highest self, as they call it, you know, the one that you are to become, that you already are at another level. And so it's just a whole joyful thing that happens. So that's been a lot of fun. So anyway, I'll be teaching this stuff in October.
I feel more balanced.
Yeah, definitely more balanced. You just don't get depressed from watching the news anymore. And, you know, most likely you won't be watching the news anymore.
I've let other people tell me what's
going
on. You
kind of go find something fun to do instead of that, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. So tonight we're going to do Clearing the Past. We'll do a couple of those. And then we're going to go into the abundance or prosperity process, because everybody's been asking for that. And I have to mention, too, I was laughing because pretty much everybody wants to do the abundance process, as you can well imagine. And I had one person that said, no, actually, I'm okay. And I said, really? I said, do you understand that this abundance process is not just for financial abundance? It brings the right people to you at the right time. It brings creative ideas to you. It makes your life flow like a river of blessings. And then he said, oh, okay, well, I could use some of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just financial abundance. If that's what you need, yeah, it'll do it. It'll kick it up. And it's just amazing. And, you know, I encourage everybody who's listening that when we do this, go ahead and, you know, go to the site and download it, you know, from the BBS radio site. Usually I think the archives are ready within the next couple of days. But you definitely want to download it and keep it for your use. You're welcome to have free use of it. I've gotten permission for that. And the point is for each one of us to become more in alignment with our true selves and to change this world into the paradise it was meant to be. Because right now we're all in a collective consciousness and we're all having a nightmare. So let's wake the heck up, okay? Let's get out of this nightmare and you know, let's make it a lucid dream where we're all enjoying ourselves and really using our creator-given talents and abilities and just having fun doing everything. And start thinking outside of the box. You know, I started thinking about that last year, and I said, I don't want to go through life the way everybody else thinks I should, because I'm not that person. And I have to be free to, you know, kind of fly by the seat of my pants, as they say. You know, I need to be able to do things differently and discover more about what life really is. And since I started doing that, my whole life has kind of gone out of the box. And it's really enjoyable. I'm much happier, and things work a lot better. And, you know, it's a little hard to explain to people sometimes. But, you know, I found that most people are pretty tolerant. And they just, you know, they kind of smile, and they go, okay, hey, if that's the way you want it. I'm like, yeah, that's the way I want it. I want things to be differently. I don't like all the rules and regulations that are being put on us because they're just clamping down, you know, trying to create the slave state even more, and I disagree with that. That is not in my dream, because in Dr. Valerie's world, it's a kinder, gentler place. And so what I'm encouraging you all to do is to take advantage of these things that you're going to get tonight on the radio so that you can actually change your life for the better. And spread it out to your friends, too. Because the more of us that are doing this, the more of us will be able to turn the tide and avoid disasters and avoid, you know, the terrible years of tribulation and everything else that everybody seems to think we have to have. We have a choice. Just like you have a choice in your life, how you're going to meet every moment in your life. And the decision that you make when you get up in the morning makes a difference. Like we talked about before, Cherie, when your friend was saying, I don't understand. How come she gets up and she's happy and I'm not? And mm-hmm. like I said to him, make a choice. You know, when your little eyeballs fly open in the morning, you can bound out of bed, say good morning to yourself, give yourself a big hug, and decide that you're going to have a good day, even if it's been a pretty crappy day before that. And so you're a really good example of that, Cherie.
Well, I enjoy getting up, and I always feel good when I get up, you know. That's nothing you can teach someone.
Yeah, it could have something to do with, you know, the organic food and the juicing, and, you know, you take care of yourself, and you just don't let yourself go there, you know, to the place where bad thoughts collect. And, you know, that's one of the things I've told people for years in counseling. You know, just don't go there. The minute you start to get a negative thought, stop it. Mm-hmm. Don't let it come through.
We have choices.
Because if it comes through, it's going to gather others to it. And actually, the facts about that, listeners, are that if you keep thinking negative thoughts, then you create incorrect neural pathways in your brain. And then pretty soon, that's all you have is negative. And that will destroy your life. So it's very important to forge new neural pathways of joy and love and balance. And that's one thing this program does, which is pretty amazing stuff. So, you know, I've been looking for years for a simple way to change people's neural pathways because I can't tell you how many people I know that are stuck. And I have tried for years with some people, especially women. Women get stuck in it because we have very developed emotional bodies. And our limbic systems are tied to the brain so intricately that the minute you trigger some memory in a woman and it's a traumatic memory, we will go right back to that place and we will remember it with everything, with sight, with sound, with scent, with everything. We will be right back there and it will hurt just as much as it did the first time. And, you know, my teacher used to say to the men when he was giving lectures, don't ever get your woman upset with you. Because if you hurt her, she won't be able to forget it. She'll forgive you, but she can't ever forget it. And that ties into the whole neural pathway thing in the limbic system. So if you have a highly developed emotional body and limbic system, you got a lot to work against. And so I've been looking for things for years that would change that. And there are, you know, lots of isochronic tones and, you know, binaural beats and things like that that are aimed at helping you to change that. But this stuff from Grabovoi is quicker than anything I've ever seen. And it's the closest thing to approaching that elegant solution I've been looking at for years, which kind of reminds me of, I think it was a Twilight Zone episode or Night Gallery or something, where one person would go and whisper one word into somebody's ear and they would scream bloody murder. And, you know, for however long it took, 5 minutes or something, this continuous, horrendous scream. And then they were completely fine, and they were able to pass that on to someone else. I thought, that's what I'm looking for, without the screaming, though. I don't like the screaming. But I'm looking for that elegant solution, and this is the closest that I've come to it. So I'm very happy with it. And, you know, Cherie can tell anybody that wants to email her and ask her about it, about some of these things that she's seen, so you're not just taking my word for it. And, you know, we'll have some testimonials up on the website eventually. We just kind of put this whole, you know, teaching the process thing together very quickly. So it's next month.
Next year we'll have quite a few different programs and stuff available for people.
Yeah. Well, you know what we should do is put together a Strictly in Abundance one. We could probably get a whole lot of people signed up for that. I mean, that is part of the program anyway, but we could do like a shorter thing, like a half-a-day thing for abundance and stuff. That would be interesting.
Because it
should encompass, you know, ways of thinking, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, get people thinking on the right track. Because most of the time, most of us get in our own way. You know, we're our own worst enemies. And so if you learn how to do this in a way that's going to stop you from putting roadblocks up, then you're ahead of the game. And, you know, no matter what's happening in the rest of the world, I can tell you for one thing, having traveled the country for a couple of years, first of all, there is no lack of land. There's no lack of housing. There is no lack of food. And there is no lack of money, okay? All those things that you've been told are lies. When they tell you there's a lack of anything, they are lying to you. And I can tell you I've seen it for myself. And if you ever have a question about that, you know, pack up your car, get in the car and travel across the country and you'll see what I'm talking about. There's ample land. There's ample food, really, I mean, from horizon to horizon. And there's food that's getting thrown out because it spoils before anybody can eat it. And so the people who are telling you that there's a lack are the ones who are so greedy and want to control everybody. And what I say is, let's stop them, okay? There's more of us than there are of them. And so what we need to do is get real here and, you know, start using whatever it's going to take to get ourselves into the right attitude to be able to do that. And I'm not advocating violence or riots or anything like that. Far from it. You want to stay away from that kind of stuff. What you want to do is use your higher mind to actually change things in the world, and this stuff can do it. So it's pretty interesting. And it's easy. You know, once you learn it, you can keep on using it. So we're going to go into that right now. And thank you, Sheree, for sharing what you have about the two websites that you've got going and the consultations that you're doing. So I hope that people that are battling cancer will check out the website. And go ahead and give the website again for people.
AlternativeCancer.us.
And then the other one with the products is Starlights.
Starlights with two R's. StarlightsCancer.com. Okay, well, thank you so much for being on.
And I'm going to take people into this after a little bit more explanation, and then they can download it when it's available.
Okay, well, I'm going to go turn it on so I can experience it.
Thank you for sponsoring the show. Thank you for everything.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad I can do that. Okay. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Okay. Now, before we go into this, I want to tell you, if you're listening to this on the archives, do not drive during this next section, okay? Do not be driving or operating complicated equipment, because some people have a tendency to go right out when we're doing this stuff. And whether it's for a few seconds or whether you go to sleep, I want to make sure you don't hurt yourself, okay? So please make sure that you take precautions if you are listening to this on the archive. And if you're driving right now and you're listening to it live, then likewise, please take precautions, pull over to the side of the road, and I'll go a little bit more into the explanation of what this is, and then I'll go into doing a couple processes for you. So as I said, this is informational field science, okay? So you're going up to the field of information at the creator level, and you're basically changing things within your DNA and within your non-local mind. And that's a, you know, quantum and holographic physics term. So we're going above the quantum physics, above the holographic physics, and into informational physics. And this is what creator beings use to create universes and people and everything else. So it sounds a little far-fetched, but it's real. And as you start doing this, you'll see that, in fact, it is real. So what I'm going to have you do is just kind of relax, and I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and bring your consciousness down to your heart space. The heart space is a toroidal energy field, like a donut of energy that's around your heart. And people that can see will see that it's usually like kind of shades of pink, gold, blue, and white, very white at the center. And so when you do these processes, you want to take either one, two, or three deep breaths, and as you're doing it, bring your consciousness to the space of your heart. You want to be in a state of compassion and love. The more you can get into that, the quicker this stuff is going to work for you. And then after that, you may need to go to sleep. You might find yourself getting really, really tired, and that's okay. That means you need to lay down, sleep for anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour or whatever, or go to sleep for the night. You want to do that so that you allow these processes to work in your body, because there are physical changes that will take place. And you remember we talked about the neural pathways, and what we're doing is changing your neural pathways to a much more positive pathway. So that's the least of what happens. People have had instantaneous healings. This process can regenerate organs. So if you've had an organ removed, you can actually regrow the organ. They have processes for teeth, for eyesight, for any organs that have been removed, for spinal healing, all kinds of stuff. It's amazing stuff. And it also removes things. So far, I have done this on someone and removed an inoperable brain tumor. And actually, I'm pretty good at removing things. I don't know if I've regenerated an organ yet. I haven't really been tasked with that one. So if you want to regenerate one, you know, give me a call. We'll see what we can do. All right, so what we're going to do, now that I've given you precautions, is take a deep breath and bring your consciousness down to the heart space. And I want you to mentally go back in time to 1 hour before the trigger of a cause that led to an event that you want to change. So if there's something you've regretted all of your life, something that was traumatic, and you want to change the charge that's associated with that, go back to that. And if you can't think of anything right off, that's okay. I'll add something there to fix that, okay? So deep breath, consciousness to the heart space. We mentally go back in time to 1 hour before the trigger of the cause that led to the event that we want to change. The soul knows exactly when. And from that place and time, we make a new choice. I am in spirit. I am one with the Creator. All of creation is blessed by this healing. I do not participate in upcoming events. I choose the bright path of the Creator. The events and all participants have chosen their bright paths of the Creator. Our paths do not cross. I send a light impulse from my soul and illuminate this decision with the Creator's light. I fix this decision now, and so it is. Take a deep breath and see how you feel inside. Take another deep breath. Do you feel calmer, at peace? That's the first part that's showing you that something has changed. What happens is a shift of your energy. Now, this other one that we're going to do is a clearing of the past that really only needs to be done once, but it doesn't hurt to do it more than once. So this particular one is going to sound a little strange, but bear with me, because it's very important, and this is something that clears the way for you to change a lot of things in your life. Okay, deep breath. In and out, consciousness down to the heart space. I am in spirit. I am one with the Creator. All of creation is blessed by this healing. My intention is to clear my past. Considering the salvation of all people, I have made the decision that in this and in previous lives I did not kill. I did not participate in cannibalism. I did not steal to enrich myself. I did not build weapons to kill people. I was not involved in any destruction in which lives were destroyed. I did not offer black magic, and I was not the cause of any negative events. I send a light from my soul and illuminate this decision with the Creator's light. I fix this decision now. And so it is. Take a deep breath in and out and examine how you feel now. And again, this can cause some really big shifts. So if you need to sleep after this, that's normal. And just allow yourself to do that because you are changing your past. Okay, the next one that we're going to do, everybody's favorite, is the abundance process. So deep breath in and out, consciousness to the heart space. It is surely in the plan that the Creator and I devised for me that I would be in a flow of abundance. No less than in any other aspect of my life should I be contented with anything less than the Creator's standard for me in abundance. I am in spirit. I am one with the Creator. My healing blesses all of creation. My intention is to allow abundance to continually flow into my life. I go back in time 1 hour before any event which triggered any sense of lack or poverty in my life. My soul knows exactly when. From that place in time, I make a new choice. I follow the bright path of the Creator. The other events and participants followed their own paths of the Creator. Our paths did not cross. I illuminate this decision with a light from my soul and fix it with a light from the Creator's soul and send it into infinity. These decisions open my heart and mind to the opportunities for abundance and the reasons for gratitude that exist in my life. Every day I am blessed. My life flows like a river of blessings. Positive new ideas come to me, and the right people appear at the right time. This is the Creator's standard for me, and so it is. Deep breath in and out, and there you go. So there are three processes that will help you a lot to change your life. You can listen to them as many times as you want. The clearing the past one, that was the second one, really only needs to be done once, but you can certainly do it more than that. The more that you do this for yourself and for other people, the quicker you will have changes coming into your life. And just remember to tell people that you do need to allow yourself to rest afterwards. And if you feel yawning, if you get dizzy, if you kind of like fade out for a couple of seconds, that's normal, okay? That means that you're shifting. If you're energetically sensitive, you will feel this stuff immediately. If you're not, you don't feel anything, don't worry about it. It's still happening. All you have to do is be in your heart space and listen along, and stuff happens. Doesn't matter whether you believe in it or not. It doesn't matter if you're even awake through it. I've seen some pretty amazing stuff happen to people that nodded off, you know, immediately. But it's not hypnosis, okay? This is connection. And so you want to do this a lot, okay? Hopefully this will all help you guys quickly. And like I said, you can download it and keep on doing it. Now, as the show goes on, we'll be doing different processes here and there to help people. There's things for cancers, as I said, regeneration of organs, correction of the spine. There's even a youthening process for those of you that want to be rejuvenated. There's all kinds of interesting things here. There's protective things. There's, you know, meeting in the temple of the soul. There's all kinds of visualizations and things and techniques to change things, and they will change them quickly. So I hope you all enjoyed that, and if you have any questions, just drop me an email. You can either go to theenlightenedmedicineshow.com and hit the contact me form there, or you can take down my email now, which is dr.valerienmd@gmail.com. That's dr.valerienmd, which stands for naturopathic medical doctor, @gmail.com. You can also drop a line to Cherie at starlights.com. That's starlights.com. And then, of course, there's the alternative cancer website that she had mentioned. But the two that are set up right now to register people for the seminar, which is a 2.5-day seminar in Las Vegas, actually in Henderson, it's going to start on Friday, October 12th. And that'll be from 7 to 9 p.m. And then Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th of October, will be basically from about 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It will be hands-on workshop. You'll be learning the processes as well as practicing them on other people. And I can tell you, this stuff is so powerful. I worked on a girl in my workshop the first time who had had her healing powers stolen, and this was her last-ditch effort to try to get her healing powers back. And she got them instantly. And she was amazed. I was amazed. It was a lot of fun. Because then she got to work on me. So, see, I had kind of a vested interest there. I got her healing powers back so she could help me. And anyway, it's amazing stuff. And the workbook that I'm using was actually put together by Ken Graydon. And he's in Australia. And he will be coming in as a guest speaker on workshops next year, I think in the spring in Colorado. So if you're interested in that, drop me a line and I'll put you on the list to let you know when that's happening. He's an amazing guy. He's doing all kinds of healings. And also Patricia Forbes is in Colorado, for those of you that are around that area. And so if you need her information, please drop me a line. I'll be happy to pass that on. And by the way, this stuff can be done remotely. It does not have to be done in person. And it works over the air, too. So anyway, hopefully that's given you enough to think about, and and you've enjoyed it, and you'll have great abundance and prosperity in your lives, and clear the past and have some really cool things happen. Please do drop me a line and let me know, because I love those stories, you know, and I love to relate them to other people. So please do let me know. And next week, we will be doing some more processes, and, you know, we'll see how it goes. I'm going to be talking about matrix energetics and how to use that next week. And if you're not familiar with that, you want to tune in for that, because that's another amazing technique. And I can't wait to see how it all works together, actually. So I will let you know next week. Until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Thanks for listening. Nighty-night.